Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike Conti, voice of the Atlanta United and also Atlanta Hawks analyst. He is presented by Lindy and Sarah Group. Sell your home today at LindyHasTheBuyers.com and also joins us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Mike, I'll applaud you. You and Jason were thrown into a peculiar situation, happened to call the game off a monitor, and not exactly the best jerseys to read when it comes to Red Bull. You guys handled it well.
Honestly, thanks, Will. Red Bull's I had no problem with. Atlanta United's jerseys I couldn't read. They have like the light gold numbers on the white shirts, and when you're watching on TV, especially with all the perspiration there in Orlando, the numbers just washed out. So I was having way more problems with Atlanta United than Red Bulls. But I think fortunately Thursday morning, they're going to be in the star and stripe kit. So a little more contrast. The gold on black works a lot better than the gold on white.
Certainly.
You know, Mike Conti, all week long you talked about the matchup for the Atlanta United against the New York Red Bulls. It's going to be a tough matchup. And, you know, you always talked about how, you know, being optimistic about it and trying to be because, you know, we're the Five Stripes fans. But did it kind of play out the way that you thought it would, or was there a few wrinkles in there that you didn't see?
Hard to answer because I didn't expect Atlanta United to get clean sheeted. So that was unexpected. But the match played out tactically the way I thought it would, where Red Bulls would concede a lot of possession, try to press and create turnovers off a press. Now, ironically, their goal did not really come off a press. It was a very un-Red Bulls-like goal, where they just played a ball over the top, and then they took advantage of, I don't know if it was a positioning error, a marking error, something happened in the back line where it just kind of fell to below on a breakaway. Brad had to come off his line because he was the only man back. It's an easy goal. That's the one moment of the match where Red Bulls were better than Atlanta United. If you look at the statistics, if I didn't know the final score, I'd say Atlanta United probably would win. 14-6, the shots in favor of Atlanta United. 10-3 in the second half. 69-31, the possession Atlanta United. Against a pressing team, they passed at 83%. They won almost 60% of the duels. I mean, that's a huge number. So you look at all that, and you're like, okay, statistically, that tells you Atlanta United played very well. What happened? They had three or four really, really good scoring opportunities that they just did not convert on. Manuel Castro, first minute of the second half, absolute sitter. I mean, he has an easy goal that he just completely mishits. Mishit another one in front of the net a few minutes later. George Bello, good run down the left wing. Hits the crossbar late in the first half. So, I mean, they had chances. They had really, really good chances. They just did not execute. The Red Bulls in that one moment did execute, and that's all it took. Brad Guzan, to be fair, made a couple big saves. Red Bulls could have had a few more goals, too. But I didn't think the scoreline really reflected the way the match played out. I thought at the very least Atlanta United was deserving of a draw.
Voice of the Five Stripes, Mike Conti, joining us here for his usual Monday spot with us on the morning show. Willie P. and for John, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know that there was something glaring about the fact that you couldn't get a finish off of those close calls. How much did Saturday's match emphasize the fact that that's just so difficult to simulate outside of game action?
It's a big part of it. And Atlanta United definitely looked like a team that had not played a competitive match in 4 months and a team that came in without having played a friendly or an exhibition game, because you really can't in this situation. In the pandemic, you can't really ask a team to come into your facility and play a friendly. And it showed. And I think it showed for Red Bulls, too. I think it's shown throughout the entire tournament. You know, that goal by Red Bulls was the first half goal scored in the entire tournament, which I think, again, is a reflection of it is taking teams time to remember, you know, get that muscle memory and remember how a competitive soccer match plays out. So I'm not surprised. It does put pressure on Atlanta United, puts a lot of pressure now on Thursday morning. If you can't get a result against Cincinnati, you're probably going to go home. So it puts pressure. It's like we've been saying, I would much rather have played Cincinnati first than Red Bulls. But you're through the Red Bulls match now. You're only minus one in goal difference. So as far as a tiebreaker is concerned, you're in okay shape there. But, yeah, it's tough. It's really, really tough to simulate what Atlanta United had to do Saturday night, doing all these individual and group training sessions for 2 months.
Pity Martinez, Mike Conti. We saw him play better with Barker out there on the pitch with him. Can you foresee him being the guy that we need him to be with Joseph Martinez being out?
Well, I thought Pity played great, but he plays a different position than Joseph. So, and this is one of the things that Jason was talking about on Saturday night. There wasn't really a lot of clarity as far as who the target was in the final third. You saw Atlanta United play a lot of long balls down the wing because they were trying to play over top that Red Bulls press. And the ball would go into the corner. You have a cross from Bello or Lennon. But the target was unclear sometimes. And you're pumping crosses into crowded boxes, and they turn out to be low-percentage scoring opportunities. So, you know, you saw a lot of fluidity. I don't even know if fluidity would be the right word. It was just maybe some disorganization in the final third. And you know, Frank is probably going to have to identify, you know, either someone who's going to exclusively play that false nine role, or you're going to have a pure striker. And I wouldn't be surprised on Wednesday if you were to see Adam John get a start, because he did start against Cincinnati in their last league meeting on March the 7th. And at least he gives you a target. He gives you a little more of a definite idea in the final third. But I thought Pitti played great, even before Barco came in. I thought he played great. I think there were moments where he may have been a little too selfless, where I would have liked to have seen him go to goal. But I thought his work rate was excellent. And he was drawing a lot of attention. I mean, it felt like every time he got the ball, there were three black jerseys immediately there to surround him. So in that sense, Pitti was doing his job.
Mike, I know that seeing Barco on the bench to start was a surprise for a lot of us. Do you envision maybe he gets a start, plays 60 on Thursday?
I don't know. I don't know really the details of what injury he suffered in training during the week. Usually in this situation, you know, coming off an injury, and I'm not sure of the details. The club never really said. You play 30 minutes, then you play 60, then you play a full 90, but it's unusual when you have a five-day turnaround. So I could not even speculate on that, Will. I mean, yes, he could start with the idea of playing 60, but that's a really, really tight turnaround from Saturday night to, it's really not even a five-day turnaround, it's a four-day turnaround. Because you're going from Saturday night where you got off the field close to midnight, and now you're going to have a 5 a.m. wake-up call on Thursday. It's a very, very tight turnaround.
With that being said, Mike Conti, you know you talk about the tight turnaround. What is the one thing that you think can potentially be fixed before that Thursday morning match?
I really have no idea. I don't think they played that bad. Like, everyone say, well, they got to fix this. No. I mean, they had 10 scoring chances, which was scored as key passes by Opta. They had 10 in a 90-minute match. That's good. You know, like I said, they had 10 shots on goal in the second half. They outshot Red Bulls decisively. They had more possession. Like, they played okay. What they need to fix is not having someone wide open in front of goal miss the ball, which is basically what happened in the first minute of the second half. They need George Bello, when he's got a break down the left wing, to not hit the crossbar. Other than that, I really thought it was okay. Red Bulls are a tough team to play. Sure. I don't like having to play them, especially when you haven't played in 4 months. If they can't find a way to score against Cincinnati, who looked woeful, looked hapless Saturday night against Columbus. Then you got obviously major concerns, and then we are talking about things to fix. But I don't think we're there yet.
Okay, I was going to ask you.
Don't push the panic button just yet.
No,
don't push
the
panic button.
No.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was going to ask you how difficult it was to learn anything out of that other match because, like you said, Cincinnati didn't look really interested in the result at all.
Yeah, they're playing without their best players, so you have to keep that in mind. And it sounds like Jurgen Lacadia, who is their best player, is probably not going to play on Thursday, which is a big, big break for Atlanta United. Cincinnati is playing under a new manager, Jaap Stam, who only got there a couple weeks ago, so there's been very, very little time for them to develop cohesion and get used to their new manager. It's an expansion team to begin with that's played with a lot of interchangeable parts. So Atlanta United, I mean, I would look for them to play a lot better on Thursday morning. I think the X factor, again, is you have a situation you've never been in before as a professional where you're playing at 9 o'clock in the morning. Atlanta United has never played a game that early in its history. You probably have to go all the way back to when you're playing youth tournaments at Walt Disney World, when you have to get up that early and play. So that is an X factor, but I look for Atlanta United to do much better. And really, they need 3 points. If they do not win against Cincinnati, then I think they're in very bad trouble to go through to the knockout round. If they do get a win against Cincinnati, they're probably in better shape. They aren't really 100% there yet, but it puts them in very good shape.
Mike Conti, again, his appearance brought to you by the folks at Lindy and Sarah. Sell your home today at lindyhasthebuyers.com. Always enjoy it. Look forward to a good call on Thursday.
Yeah, it'll be weird. I guess you guys coming off at 8:30 so we can come on with the pregame show. That's a little bit different for the morning show, I guess,
right?
Yeah,
you know, it's funny, and that's what John Fricke always complains about. Nothing ever goes on this early in the morning,
and the week
he's missing
off.
Out.
The week,
yeah, the week he's off, that it goes down. Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how
we
it goes.
We'll have the mimosas flowing.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.